major difference between the 2011 and 2016 municipal elections is in the numbers and the changes it brought about.
I'm Kathy Dlodlo.
And I'm Orchid Seer, and we're going to tell you all about it.
This year, the number of registered voters increased to 26.3 million, a first for Democratic South Africa. In just two voter registration weekends, in March and April, it witnessed more than 1.3 million new voters adding their names to the voters' roll, and 80% of them were under the age of 30.
A steady growth in the number of political parties registered for municipal elections since 2000 saw the number rising from 79 to 204 parties this year. This increase is visible in Central South Africa, with 27 parties registered in the Free State, while there were 18 in 2011. In Northwest, there were 20, and this year it grew to 31, while the Northern Cape registered 18 compared to 11 in 2011.
740,000 applications for special votes were received, and more than 790,000 were approved. This is three times higher than in 2011 local elections, and despite the Northern Cape being the province with the smallest population, it approved more than 27,000 applicants, more than the Free State.
More voters mean more voting stations, and the IEC opened the most voting stations since 1994 this year. Voters will be able to cast their vote at more than 22,000 voting stations across the country. The Northern Cape saw a total of 19 tents erected in the Kimberley area alone to serve as temporary voting stations.
More political parties contesting mean more candidates. An 18% increase since 2011 saw the number of candidates competing for a position as councillor in municipalities rise to more than 63,000, a considerable higher number of independent candidates, 855, also entered the election ring.
More voters, more political parties, and more candidates mean more ballot papers and more elections aids and stationery. 153,000 ballot boxes, 133,000 voting booths, more than 1.8 million copies of the voters' roll, 73.9 million ballot papers, and tons of paper and pens.
Voting stations are going to be open from 7 in the morning to 7 in the afternoon. I'm Kathy Dlodlo.
And I'm Ulkut Seer for OFM News in Bloemfontein.